It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, there are some big projects being developed in southern Tuolumne County by the Groveland Community Services District. And on today's show, we're going to be joined by Pete Campa, General Manager for the Groveland Community Services District. Mr. Campa, thank you so much for coming on.
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's great having you on the show. For those who are unfamiliar, what does the Groveland Community Services District do and what does it all entail?
We're kind of the forgotten one south of the river sometimes, but Groveland CSD was formed in the 1950s by a vote of the population in Groveland at that time to provide water, sewer, fire, and park services for the community. And we've continued to do that since that time, and the community has grown, and still the district provides community services in addition to those as needed by the population. So anyway, it's a very responsive form of local government, and we're proud to serve.
And you have a board of directors as well that meets occasionally?
Absolutely, yeah. The board meets on the second Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m., and they are an elected board of directors that provide the policy governance for the district. And then I am the general manager, basically the CEO of this small local government providing these services.
And there's some pretty major sewer and water projects being planned. What can you tell us about those?
Well, the systems were, the original water and sewer systems were built in the 50s and actually some of them before to serve the main communities of Groveland and Big Oak Flat. And as you can imagine, after a period of time, those wear out and they're to the point where they're pretty much beyond repair. Many of the water and sewer lines are located under Highway 120 and in places that are not very easy to access. And so every time we have a problem or a failure, it really takes a lot of work, a lot of expense to take care of things. So back in 2014, the district embarked on a couple of different planning studies funded by state grants to take a look at the condition of the water system and the sewer system serving Groveland and Big Oak Flat and develop a plan for improvement because there was funding available through Proposition 84 and Prop 1. And so those planning projects were wrapped up in 2018, and with the environmental review and plans and specifications for construction and all of that. And we have submitted applications to the state of California for grant and loan funding, and the state has their own formula on how they calculate that ratio. But The main thing is the sewer project, which was our priority project, which replaces and upgrades much of the sewer collection system in downtown Groveland and the community of Big Oak Flat and portions of Pine Mountain Lake, was funded 2 weeks ago by the state. We've been working on that funding contract for, like I said, many years. So the state contract was for 75% grant, 25% loan. So it's a $5.8 million project, and we're only taking on a $1.4 million loan. And it's over 30 years and very low interest rate. So we're really honored to have received that type of a grant. That just is a huge savings for the community, not having to invest that money in this project and the state paying it. So we are going to be going out to public bid for that project in about 2 months. And then we expect to have a construction contractor on board in the spring of 2021. And it will likely be close to a year project to replace all those lines throughout the community.
And then the rate increase that was passed by the district, how does that play into this project as well?
Well, that was when we were looking at the funding for this particular project, and I'll get into the water project in a minute, but the state has a requirement that your rates are set at a level that where grant funding from the state is not subsidizing what should be normally paid by the ratepayers. And they also require that based on median household income, that's the level of grant that they will give you. And in Groveland, we were considered a disadvantaged community. And so that gave us the 25% loan to grant ratio. So we had to show that we had the cash flow in our rates and in our revenue stream to be able to pay the loan payments on that 25% of $5.8 million. And so there was a specific portion of the rate increases on the wastewater side that has been set aside for that purpose, to be able to pay that debt service. And without it, we could not have qualified for the loan and grant. It was a very extensive financial review the state did, and we just appreciate the cooperation of the customers. It wasn't an easy pill to swallow, but I'll tell you, it sure paid off, and it'll pay off in well into the future.
And then the water project being planned, that is completely separate from the sewer project?
It is. That was funded from a different planning grant from the state. It replaces water pipelines throughout the community. The state of California has a requirement that water and sewer systems be separated. So one might think, gosh, it'd be great while you're digging up the street to put in new sewer lines if you just drop water lines in there too, but they have to be separated by 10 feet. So it doesn't. They can't be constructed at the same time, although they consider each other logistically. Anyway, we are completed with all of our environmental review permits, plans, specifications, approvals, ready to go. We have submitted that project for state funding, and we have also submitted it through a cooperative agreement with the county for community development block grant funding. Unfortunately, the amount of CDBG, or Community Development Block Grant, for this fiscal year was exhausted very quickly. And so the project was included, but it got passed over just because the funding was pretty much gone immediately. And we're hoping that the county will continue to support that project for the application cycle that will come out in January. So we're very hopeful that it's going to get funded through CDBG, which would be a $3.4 million grant, and then the remainder of that project, which is another $2 million, would be completed with the state funding through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. So anyway, it's a complicated equation. We're working all the time to try to get the absolute best financing, be it loan at low interest and grants. We've really hit some good grant pockets recently.
Is there a timeline yet as to when these projects will likely take place and people will see work taking place?
Well, we talked about the sewer project occurring in likely spring to early summer of next year for construction. Absolutely. It has to be in construction within 6 months. So you're definitely going to see it. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about that with traffic control and working in the street and everything else. But the water project is just waiting on a funding agreement. Because of its size, it's a very, very large project at over $5 million. And so as soon as that funding contract is in place, if it is community development block grant money through the county that is awarded, it has to be out to public bid within 90 days, and construction start soon thereafter. So it could happen at the same time. I doubt it. I think that the water project is probably going to occur late next summer. And the problem is, as far as the state funding, it's unknown because it's just not it's based on a priority system on system defects. Anyway, so we hope to be building the sewer project in spring and the water project hopefully next summer, depending on funding.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Pete Campra, who is the general manager of the Groveland Community Services District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on our conversation in just a minute.